Hello, this is Christoph Kemper, founder of the Link Research Tools, and this is my Link Building and SEO podcast. And I got a great new guest in this show, and her name is Sam Charles. Sam, who are you? Where are you from? What does your company do? And why are you on this show?
Hi, I'm Sam, and I'm an SEO expert specializing in blogger outreach strategies. You might have recently seen me presenting a talk at Brighton SEO in April, or perhaps spotted me at the UK Search Awards, Search Engine Journal, or in the Drums 50 Under 30. I've worked with over 100 companies, both B2C and B2B brands across agency and in-house for Argos, Victoria's Secrets and Emirates Airline. But last year I decided to quit my job, armed with drive and experience, and launch my own business, which is Float Digital. So Float Digital supports businesses to increase their position in search engines and drive organic traffic to achieve higher conversions. And we basically do that by demystifying SEO so we can execute successful strategies that yield return on investment. There's quite a huge stigma attached to SEO, and there's lots of conflicting advice online. So our aim is to educate business owners and marketing managers to support them in making smart decisions.
Yeah, that's a great point. You mentioned that there's conflicting and wrong information online. They always say the internet doesn't forget. And I, time ago, I heard this. Yeah, SEO is so great. You can read everything online. You can learn everything online. I think this is part of the problem that you tackle and describe, right? People go Google and read
something. Exactly, that's right. And because it's always changing as well, people presume they can go online and what they read is up to date, but often people will be sharing articles that were written in 2012 and a lot's changed since then.
Oh, yeah, I agree. They should all have a huge disclaimer, you know, make sure. Sometimes it's even older, you know, I got some examples that I usually use where, you know, articles from 2007 about directory submissions are still online on Mars without the disclaimer on that one. And I think this is where the problem starts, that this kind of... I mean, I get it. The expectation is, well, people would see that it's 10 years old, but quite often, you know, 10 years in other industries is not a long time.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly right.
Cool. And what's the challenge? You know, you have been working in so many different companies, different industries, you know, tricky sectors like payday loans, gambling. What's the challenge for SEO in those?
Well, when it comes to those kind of sectors like payday loans, gambling, or the adult industry, other than it just being highly competitive, the way that you would approach the campaign isn't actually any different until you start building links, and that's where things really start to get tricky. So collaborating with bloggers, we all know, is a great way to secure links, but unfortunately, if you email a webmaster with content surrounding these sensitive subjects, it's likely going to be declined. And seeing it from the other side myself as a blogger, I can tell you that the reason for this is, firstly, as you can imagine, to be subjects like this could be embarrassing, you know, if they got friends and family reading their blogs. But secondly, it can often appear sometimes a bit spammy or out of place from what they would usually write about. And then thirdly, there are apprehensive bloggers that are aware of bad neighborhoods and things like that, but they don't understand SEO enough. They don't understand any of the industry enough to make a decision of, you know, whether they should get involved or they should stay away. But it's not all doom and gloom, really, because you can do it, and it can be a little bit challenging sometimes. But it's simply going back to basics, I find, you have to do with those types of clients, and remember how important relevancy is. It's all too easy sometimes for people to be lazy and just go straight for those high-profile lifestyle bloggers. But really, they're not who you want to be working with. If you've got a client that's in some niche like that, you really want to be picking somebody that resonates with your brand and really go for quality over quantity.
Uh-huh.
So the best way to kind of find these websites as well is the same way as you would anyway, by looking at your competitors using backlink analysis tools and really getting involved with the community, using social media listening tools, things like this, to engage with bloggers that specialize in those niche topics. So securing links on websites like that's not always going to be easy, and it most likely won't happen overnight, but building relationships is absolutely crucial for those industries so you can get a high quality backlink profile. And as I've spoken about before in some of my previous talks, that it's just important not to forget when you're outreaching that sometimes providing content isn't enough either. So think about what you have to offer and how you can really hook that blogger with that first outreach email. Why should they work with you? Is it going to be mutually beneficial? And if not, they might want to, you know, you want to reconsider your offering before you go and waste anybody's time. Because it's another one of those things of just people not kind of thinking about the strategy from start to finish and about how the industry has been evolving and developing. We really need to think about the way that we produce content and be creative in the way that we get it across. So ready-made content for something in this era, in this industry, is just never going to work and it will be rejected.
Because they got all the content writers anyways. And I guess, you know, one point here is, especially with gambling, you know, that's a money industry, paid in, it's a money industry.
Yeah.
I think it's quite, you know, clear that this is for a commercial goal. So people would ask for money straight away if they would even consider doing it, right?
Yeah, that's it. And it's almost like bloggers have become hardwired like that now, because it's such an industry full of money going backwards and forth. So it's something we need to move away from, though, and not be doing that if you want a long-term successful strategy that's safe.
See, yeah, that's the thing, especially when we talk about money for links. I think, you know, especially, let's say, smaller bloggers, or when you're just getting started out, you have no idea. And then when you basically get an idea and get greedy, this leads to, you know, some bloggers totally having a devastating, you know, mass of extra new posts about whoever pays for it. And you could spot those kind of sites from, well, 20 miles away.
Absolutely. And I started noticing this a long time ago. It's about in 2012 when somebody said to me that they received over 50 emails like that on an outreach basis, on a daily basis. And I thought, that can't be possible. So I began blogging myself to kind of get on the other side of it, to understand the industry a bit better. And it's true, you know, like, as you say, the amount of blogs that are just churning out content because it's being paid for is unbelievable.
There is maybe some change, but basically, I still get emails for, you know, even on our company sites, on Link Research Tools, on Link Detox, those products made to analyze, you know, link penalties and find, you know, all kinds of unnatural links, get all these emails, including lists being sent around where we could buy links. And basically, people are reporting themselves to us for, you know, doing that. And that's a good example of how unreflected and unselected that kind of automated outreach is being done often. So I take it you don't do any automation?
No automation.
At all.
There's some things that I may automate to make my life a bit easier, but as far as reviewing sites, it's all done manually, because I don't think there's any way to do it without having a human touch there to really look at a website properly. There's certainly things you can do to make things a little bit quicker, to eliminate certain websites using, you know, VLOOKUPs and things like that. But generally, I think you really need somebody there just to look through them all individually.
Yeah, good point. Scaling that up, is that something that you get a question for sometimes? Oh, we want to do 10x of that, or can you do 100x of that? What's your response to that?
How often that I do automation, sorry?
No. If you sometimes or often get the question, you know, then to scale up your output, and I don't know, oh, this was great, but we want 10 times more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if something's working, that you got to move with that. And I think that's the most important thing. So, again, with that tunnel vision, I think a lot of people, they're not learning from things that are working. So it's actually like a quote that I really love at the moment, and I've been preaching to everybody and even myself, that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
That's a great quote. I think it was Einstein.
Yeah, it's a really good quote, because all too often I'm asked why campaigns aren't working. So it's kind of the other side of it, but why they're not working and rankings are failing. But then if you look at the campaign, everything has been implemented, the same strategy for a whole year without looking up. So you really need to kind of use that data and learn from your progress and never say, oh, we've always done it this way. You know, learn from what you're doing.
We've always done it that way. That's probably famous last words of a dying company, right?
Yeah, exactly that. Uh-huh. So failing to evolve those outreach templates is actually somewhere I frequently seeing ignored. So staying up to date with industry news and updates is so important. Otherwise, months will pass you by and you'll realize that you wasn't doing enough, but it'll be too late because your client will be ahead by then. So
Yeah. Well, life doesn't wait for you and your competitors on the web neither. I quite often get this, oh yeah, we're going to look into this in next quarter and we're going to do this next year. Brings me to the question quite often, you know, so what's going to change until next year, except everyone else has worked like a crazy dog on this whole year and you have not worked on this topic. This is something, I mean, there are priorities in all companies, in all lives. And at the same time, I figure, you know, it's not the big that wins versus the small guy. Mm. It's the fast and you know, the Facebook style, you know, do things quick and break stuff, but basically move forward faster than the others.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. So I think we're already close to our time limit. No, we're 12 minutes now already. Oh my God. This is when you start chatting already. So I have 1 minute left, you know, for your golden SEO tip, the thing for our audience that will make them rich quick overnight, or, you know, get them number one rankings, or, you know, like this one magic giveaway. Do you have something for us?
I think probably it's kind of going back to about using your data and progressing from that. But I think a lot of people look in Google Analytics, but I don't think enough people go into Search Console and actually look at individual posts and what keywords are driving that traffic, and then going back and editing that content or using that data that you have when building links to actually start implementing it to strengthen those key phrases that are performing well. So a lot of people ignore that. They think, oh, we'll just put a blog post live once a month, which is great. Uh-huh. But then they ignore it and think their job's done when it's not. You know, we need to keep working on those pieces that are performing well and see why they are and if we can push them any further. And when we're working on outreach strategies, to also consider, you know, how our site's already performing, not just with the key phrases we're tracking in an existing campaign, but new ones that we didn't consider, that, you know, refreshing that key phrase research using existing data.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it seems obvious or simple to do, right?
You just does, yeah.
You look what Google thinks this should rank for and improve on that even more and feed it. That's great. So you're suggesting to link with keywords then, also with money keywords.
Yeah. And also to not just forget about a piece of content, you know, really remember what's on your site already. You don't always need to create new content. It's actually updating existing content.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, more often than not, people can get a little bit carried away with posting content. And, you know, you've got the keyword cannibalization issue there as well that people don't consider. And they've got a lot of thin content as opposed to really having one great piece of content that is going to perform well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's brilliant advice. Also against a couple SEO myths and outdated information. I remember, I don't know, like 2004 or something, there was this fresh content thing, you know, where we published something new and there was like this fresh bonus. All fresh content was basically getting a boost for a couple of days, which maybe still is the case today because Google needs to figure out more signals and user signals. And this has been around for over 10 years, but that developed into a totally crazy influx of new content on all over the place. And on the other hand, burying the great evergreen content in there. So I guess that's a great advice. That's a second golden tip, actually. So I think you need to come again to spill more of those beans. I love that.
Of course.
Well, that's great. Well, it has been a pleasure, and I'm going to wrap this up right now.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Sam, and thanks everyone listening, and I hope you enjoyed it just as I did, and tune in the next time again. My name is Christoph Kemper of Link Research Tools. We spoke to Sam Giles, and I hope you tune in the next time. Have a wonderful day out of Vienna. Christoph Kemper. Bye-bye.